Hello, and welcome to On the Right ADHD Trail. We are doing it again, strapping on our backpacks and climbing the summit to living successfully with ADHD. This year, I have with me 15 highly educated experts, and I can't wait for you to meet them. I'm Kathy Gett, owner of Get Focused. I am a certified ADHD life coach and a certified Sanity School for Parents trainer. This is my third time hosting this summit focusing on men and ADHD and the ones that love them. You know, I couldn't be more excited. You can find out more about me and my coaching practice at getfocused.com. That's getfocused.com. I want to be sure to thank our VIP summit sponsor, Lori Dupar, owner and director of the International ADHD Coach Training Center, where they teach people wanting to become ADHD life coaches how to use coaching to make the change they wish to see in the world. You can find out more about the IAC Center and ADHD Life Coach Training at iactcenter.com. Enroll now for January 2022 classes. For only $85, you can have extended digital access to all the recordings and a transcript of our audio interviews. And a special bonus, you are in the drawing for a $100 gift certificate from REI. But enough talking, let's get started and meet our next presenter, Dana Rayburn. Dana is an ADHD success coach and has been helping people outsmart their ADHD since 1998. She has ADHD and knows firsthand how it feels to struggle with ADHD symptoms and what it's like to dream of life being easier and projects being finished on time. Overcoming her own struggles with ADHD sparked Dana's determination to help others learn a new way of living with adult ADHD. For more than 20 years, she has coached adults in practical ways to get organized and manage time. You can learn more about Dana and living easier with ADHD at danaraybun.com. After all, living with ADHD doesn't have to be so hard. Dana's presentation today is ADHD Success is Sexy. Well, you know, at the start of a relationship, sexy may be a hot bod or being the most spontaneous guy in the room. But what about long-term? What is sexy after that initial infatuation wears off? Being a man who can be counted on, of course. Join our ADHD coach, Dana Rayburn, and learn how living successfully with ADHD will make you the sexiest guy in the room. Thank you, Dana, for being here today. Appreciate it.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you for having me. I'm just so excited about this.
Well, let's just get right to it. What does ADHD success have to do with being sexy?
Yeah, well, it's got a lot to do with being sexy. But first, I want to step back and talk about what do we mean by ADHD success? In a nutshell, it's understanding your attention deficit and learning how to work with it and not against it, learning the skills to make life easier, you know, time management, organizing routines, habits, following through, finishing projects, tasks, all of those things that ADHD touches. It's also learning how to help your brain work better so you can work better. So in reality, ADHD success is a way of saying making ADHD easier to live with and working with it instead of against it. So
okay.
So I realized after I named this, people might not know what we mean by ADHD success.
Right.
Yeah. So what does it have to do with being sexy? Okay. Well, as you said in the introduction, it's often we're attracted to somebody because of the ADHD, because they're spontaneous, they're impulsive, they're fun to be with, the life of the party. They've got these big ideas and dreams and can talk a good story, right? Does that sound familiar?
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then that's great. And then you get into the relationship and you realize, you know, at first that's still fun. And then as life gets more complicated and perhaps, you know, there's a long-term partnership or a marriage or children and how homes and pets and jobs and all of these things, that impulsivity and that spontaneity and those big ideas and dreams, it's not enough anymore.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Not enough.
Yeah. And I have talked to many, many people over the years, women and men, who are frustrated because their partner is not pulling their weight in the relationship. They reach out to me. My husband has ADHD, and it's like having another child because I can't depend on him to do what needs to be done. I'm so frustrated with him because I'm handling everything. And then that starts to tarnish the relationship, and it changes the tone of the relationship as to one of just being frustrated and angry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Frustrated and angry shows up. It's almost like you're being the mother of this husband, you know. It's the parent-child relationship, and you don't want that in
right.
your relationship.
Right. That's not what you want. And another thing that sparked this for me, Kathy, was in COVID, and the research has come out that there's women of, and I know that this topic is either straight or gay, but women during COVID have been holding the brunt of all the responsibility of keeping working from home, running the home while you're doing that, homeschooling the kids. And I know there are a lot of men, dads who are involved, but it often is the woman is the leader and has the main responsibility.
Yep. That's totally true. I mean, for some reason, we have this belief that only the woman can do it all.
Right.
It's really hard. It's caused major burnout.
Right. And a lot of that, a lot of that is the woman's fault for just stepping up and doing everything.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. You know, or you think, you start
well,
out.
Well, you think.
Go ahead.
Don't you believe that you think that, well, they can't do it the way I'm doing it. It won't be the way, you know, it'll be a mess. It just won't be. And then I'll end up having to do it myself. Don't you believe that that's sort of what is part of our thoughts and everything as a woman and caretaker?
Yes. Yes. And I think it's that. And I also have seen that when you're first in the relationship, oh, I love him so much, I'm going to do everything. and then as you go on, you realize I love him so much and I'm doing everything.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, and I did the same thing in my marriage, and eventually we had to have conversations about it, and luckily my husband he didn't want another mother. He had one. Yeah. So what does ADHD have to do with being sexy? It means being more than just the guy that was initially attractive. It means being a partner, a man who can be mm-hmm. counted on, a man right. who you can trust to do the things that need to be done.
Yeah, that's sexy. I mean, that really is. I mean, I think you've heard these things about when women say, you know, the biggest turn on for me is when he vacuums the house. I mean, because it's something that you're seeing that they're doing to help you with all this stuff that's going on. So,
I
really get that.
And I want to caution against helping you do the stuff that needs to be done. Because if they're helping you do the stuff that needs to be done, it's still your responsibility.
Oh,
see that distinction there? Isn't that, and I'm not meaning to pick at you, but see how that, it still is often one partner feels like they're responsible for everything. And that's not a
right.
partner.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's doing what needs to be done, not helping do what needs to be done.
Without being asked?
Yeah. I know that's such a nuance. It's such a nuance, but I think it's an important one. So as speaking from a woman's point of view and men, you know, and I think there's usually one partner who takes on the caregiver role, whoever that partner is, it's both of you. So the ADHD man needs to learn how to step up, and the caregiver role person needs to let go. So it goes both ways.
Goes both ways. Yeah. Step up and let go. Sounds
right.
Like a good one.
Right. Right.
But won't this being dependable thing make this guy boring then? Because she's like, oh, well, you know, I can count on him doing this. And where does the sexiness still stay in there?
Well, my belief is that someone with ADHD, it's really hard for a lot of us to be boring, because we're not taking away the spontaneity. We're not taking away that zest for life and the creativity. I find that with a lot of people with ADHD, and especially the more hyperactive type ADHD that tends to hit more men. Yes, there are independent type ADHD and combined type, but especially the hyperactive type, it's really hard to be boring. You know, you're not going to vacuum the same way every time. And sometimes you may vacuum naked with just an apron on, or, you know, who knows?
Right.
Well, there's an idea. That'll up the sexy, won't it?
That would just be.
So I think if you're saying, well, if I'm dependable, I'm going to be boring, I think that's a cop-out. And I think if you find yourself saying that, you really need to step back and dive deeper into your thoughts and what's really going on here.
Oh, okay. Okay. So just do your thing, but make it in a funner way, I guess.
be yourself. We're not talking about not being yourself, because that's the other thing about ADHD is we can try to not be ourselves for a little while, but it can't stick.
Right. Okay.
It just doesn't stick. Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying then there's some ways that a guy can up his sexy with ADHD success. You know, you said five ways, and I'm curious, what are these five ways a guy can up his sexy with ADHD success?
Okay. Well, here's the first one. The show up on time. Okay. Be on time.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I have a new client, he just hired me. And one of the big reasons, there's a lot of stuff going on in his career, but also because he's always late and his fiance is getting more and more upset with him. And so his main first goal with coaching is to learn to be on time.
And with ADHD, you have these time blindness and you really have some real struggles there. Well, good for him. I'm glad that he's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when you're late, it gives a message that you think you're more important than the person that you've kept waiting.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's and I, and a lot of people don't think about it like that. People with ADHD, we think, oh, I'm late because I couldn't get out of work. And then there was traffic. And then this happened and this happened. And oh my gosh, I'm late. And it was so frustrating getting here. You're 20 minutes late. And when the person who's waiting for you, who has been on time, is sitting there thinking, what a jerk. You couldn't even acknowledge that I've waited for you, and you can't even manage getting someplace on time.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's real. Yeah, I can truly see that. That would be a number one problem. Okay. What's our second one?
Well, before we get on, I want to talk a little bit.
Okay.
So I've developed a formula, and it's actually in the goodie bag or giveaway. I'm not sure what we're calling
it.
But I've got a formula for how to be on time. And break it down and go step by step and figure it out, it's not rocket science. It's awareness and it's intentionality. And so it is not as hard for someone with ADHD to learn to be on time as we think it is. Because it's really just it's pieces of a system.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. And so the next.
No, so that's part of our gift that we're giving away.
It is.
Great.
It is. It is the, let's see, what did we, the four-step formula to being on time. Yeah.
Sounds good.
So, okay, then, and the second way after showing up on time is do what you say you'll do. Do what you say you'll do.
Do actions. What you say you'll do. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Actions, not words. We tend to make commitments without thinking it through, and that's something we need to learn to be cautious with our commitments.
Because of our hyperactivity, we just blurt out these things, saying, "Oh, I'll do this," and then later on we might just become, "Oh, wait a minute, you know, I don't really think I can do that." Is that sort of what you're talking about?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Oh, you know, I can pick the kids up, or I can do this or this and the other thing, or, you know, I'm happy to, you know, go out to dinner with your mother, even though I'm, you know, whatever is going on. And it's that awareness again, and you notice it's one of my themes of coaching is learning to build that awareness is before you make that commitment, because those commitments just roll off of our tongues so easily.
They do.
Oh my gosh. Without
they
one
do.
One thought, we just are, oh yeah, I'll do that. So we need to take a breath, think it through, take that little bitty pause that people with ADHD need to learn to develop. And before you make that commitment, think about it. Can I do what I'm going to say I'm going to do? Can I keep that commitment?
Right. Yeah, I know. Pause is a big thing we teach our clients is take this little bit to pause because, boy, you can say something and then regret it because
right.
then you put yourself out there and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be able to commit to this.
Okay. Yeah. Or you get into it and you start to miss the deadline or not be able to do it and people are getting angry at you and it's not sexy. Sexy is doing what you say you're going to do.
Oh, really? Okay. Love that. All right. What's number three?
Oh, my gosh. Paying
Uh-oh.
Attention to your partner.
Oh.
Looking up from the phone and the games and work and sports. And, you know, have you noticed how people with ADHD were so good at fake listening? That's what I call it.
Yes.
We developed this skill. And, Kathy, I don't know if you have ADHD or not, but we developed this skill that I am a master at looking like I'm paying attention to someone when my mind is a million miles away.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so we've got to pay attention. It's stop being so involved in everything else and moving forward in your own impulsivity. What does your partner need?
Ah, okay.
So paying attention to that. There's another example. It's more than just not looking at your phone and looking up. I have a client. It's the woman, and she and her husband are selling their house and they're moving. And he contacted the realtor and set the date that the house would go on the market without consulting her. He has ADHD. They both have ADHD. Yeah, and he just went through. He thought this needs to be done, and I'm going to do this and got this done. And, honey, I've got it done, and the house is going on the market next week.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's saying,
are they still married?
Yes. She has been well coached on how to have conversations communicate because she came to me just so angry and frustrated and she didn't even know how to talk to him about it other than blowing up, which wasn't getting anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So yes, they are still married and the marriage is really a very good, strong marriage, but this is, he thought he was doing something good.
He thought he was doing a good thing. He really did. I totally get it, but communication.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
you're going to put this house on the market? Have you looked at the house? You know, those yeah. kind of things.
Yeah, what needs to be done first. So paying attention to your partner physically in the moment and also paying attention to what your partner needs.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's number four?
Ah, here we go. We talked about this just a little bit, but notice what needs to be done and do it. Because if you yeah. have to be asked, it's still your partner's responsibility. So be yeah. a partner. We use that word partner loosely. And a true partner is someone, in my opinion, that does what they need to do without having to be asked.
Yep. Absolutely. So true.
Yeah. And one of the good ways to do this is you've got systems. This is how my husband and I have managed to stay happily married for 36 years is there, you know, the last one out of bed makes the bed. The first one into the kitchen feeds the dogs and empties the dishwasher. You know, it's
yeah.
Everybody
sort of like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody is responsible for picking up their own stuff. And not leaving things for the other person to do.
Yeah, because it builds resentment when you
it does.
The one that's picking up the dishes or you're doing the picking up the children all the time because he forgot. It doesn't make for a good marriage when you're building up all this resentment.
Right.
And
right.
even when you get older, in the older into the marriage and things are happening, you're like, wait a minute, there's, you know, something going on here. That's when you have to look for some help.
Yeah. Yeah. And so a lot of this noticing what needs to be done and do it is also doing, you know, picking up after yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. And learning those organizing skills that with ADHD we work on. So, you know, most of us have to work on and learn in easy
yes.
ways,
yes.
easier ways to stay organized. Yeah, having to pick up someone's dirty socks, wet towels, and dirty underwear is not sexy. It's just not.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it does not. Yeah, so notice what needs to be done and do it. Be actually
okay.
a partner, not saying, oh, I'll help you with this. If you're helping someone with this, it's still their responsibility.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Be the partner, not the helper. Okay. What is the fifth thing?
The fifth one, remember
yeah.
things. Remember things.
Oh.
With ADHD, one of my favorite phrases that my clients learn is remember, you'll forget. And the minute you think, oh, remember that, that's when you have to stop, take that pause, and figure out how you're going to remember. People with ADHD, uh-huh. we need a scaffolding of reminders, a scaffolding of
mm-hmm.
systems to help us remember stuff.
When you say scaffolding, can you sort of explain that to the people out here that are listening to this that may not be aware of that term that we use in ADHD?
Yeah, yeah. So think of if you've ever seen a building be refurnished or something refurbished where they have the scaffolding on the outside that's sort of holding up everything. A scaffolding of systems with ADHD, what I mean by that is it's realizing that there's not a one thing fits all system that's going to solve everything. So we need different ways of remembering things, different habits, different ways of doing things. So when I'm speaking about scaffolding to remember things, there may be visual reminders. There may
okay.
be reminder systems. There may be task lists. There's all kinds of different ways, learning new habits and hooking them to a habit you have established. There are different ways to build that scaffolding to help you remember things.
Okay, thank you.
And
that will explain it somewhat to people that don't, they're like, scaffolding? What is that?
What does that mean? Yeah, thank you for reminding me that I live in this ADHD world and I just sometimes think everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, so remember things. Now, we're not talking like anniversary stuff. We're talking about just general living, like remember where you put your keys, remember where you hung your hat.
We're talking about all of it. I mean, if you forget, forgetting your anniversary or a birthday isn't sexy.
You're in trouble.
That's definitely not sexy. But you also have to remember that you said you were going to stop at the market on the way home and get the milk, or you were going
right.
to get the kids.
Okay.
And you need to remember where you put your keys. You know, there's
right.
a lot of things that need to be remembered in life. And
There is. And you
yeah.
have to figure out a way, the scaffolding, you have to figure out a way to make it manageable, workable, but not drive yourself crazy, you know,
exactly.
trying to get all the things done, because that's a hard thing. Do I have my keys, my wallet, blah, blah, blah. You know, you go through this every morning and everything. At least my husband does.
Right, right.
I love it. So,
yeah,
so.
And it's also realizing that not remembering things is an ADHD symptom. That's part of it. It has nothing
right.
to do with intelligence.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you said that, because there's so many people that think, oh, they have ADHD. Well, they're not very smart. Oh, my gosh. That is so not true.
That is, to me, in my experience, it's the opposite. A lot of people with ADHD are incredibly smart.
They are.
Incredibly bright. And if just because you have to write something down, you have to have a reminder, does not mean you're not smart. And I've worked with people who've said, well, I shouldn't have to have reminders because I'm smart.
Right.
That's just going against what you need to do. So remembering things is sexy, because that means your partner isn't having to fill in those gaps and constantly be filling up, patching up what you've forgotten, or feeling badly about what you've forgotten.
That's true. Very true. Well, we're almost at the end of our interview. Do you have any last-minute thoughts you want to throw at us? And you can tell a little bit about that gift and also about your success club. I think we'd like to hear about that.
Yeah. I think just realizing that being a man who can be dependent on to just do the things he says he's going to do is sexy. If it is going to make your relationship with your partner so much more beautiful and golden, because your partner is going to know that they can trust you and they can depend on you to do the things that need to be done. And don't think you have to do all of these things at one time. With ADHD, we work on being more consistent over time. It's small steps, building systems, learning how to do things in little bits over time. Remember, you're never going to do everything perfectly. And so doing the best you can, so most of the time you're doing what needs to be done, will give you a lot of leeway for the times that ADHD happens and you just drop the ball. Because it's going to happen. It happens to me. It happens to the best ADHD people. We can't do things 100%.
For sure.
Yeah. The gift is the 4-step formula for being on time. And so it's just helping you learn what are the pieces so I can learn how to be on time. And it's something that I do teach my clients, and especially we work on it quite a bit in the ADHD Success Club. And you asked me about that, Kathy.
Yes. Success Club,
yeah, it's my ongoing group coaching program. It's 11-month long program, and we've got trainings. It's built on trainings and coaching sessions. We've got 2 availabilities each month for the group. It starts in September and goes through the end of July. People can join anytime. We've got accountability, training, coaching, and it's basically teaching the systems and what I've learned, how to live more easily with ADHD, to turn my life around completely from going from a hot mess to being very happy. I was going to say something else about it. I forgot. Anyway, people can join anytime. So that's the ADHD Success Club. And also, I've got a podcast I do with one of my former clients who has ADHD, Kick Some ADHD. And you can find it on your podcast stream at Kick Some ADHD, or else on our website, kicksomeadhd.com. And it's a lot of fun and a lot of good information. We've been doing that for, a year and a half now, and the Success Club is entering its 6th year. So we got some staying power around here, which makes me very proud of myself.
You should. Dana, did they find out about your Success Club at your website, or where did they go to find the information?
Yes, you can find out about it at the website, danarayburn.com. That's DanaRayburn.com.
Okay, and if they need to contact you, is that also where they would go to the website?
Yes, they can go there, or else they can email me at dana@danarayburn.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dana. It's been a really great presentation, and success is sexy. ADHD is sexy. I think we're going to get a lot out of this. And thank you very much for the interview today. And I'm really happy about it. So,
thank you, Kathy. My pleasure to be here. I love working with men with ADHD. So thank you. I'm happy to be here today. Take care, everybody.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned for our next guest, everyone. Thank you very much for listening.